N12.
Part 1. Listening Comprehension. Section A. Directions. In this section, you will hear 6 conversations between 2 speakers. For each conversation, there are several questions, and each question is followed by 3 choices marked A, B, and C. Listen carefully and then choose the best answer for each question. You will hear each conversation twice. Questions 1 and 2 are based on conversation 1. You now have 10 seconds to read the questions. Conversation 1. What flights do you have from New York to London at around 9 tomorrow morning?
One moment, please. Okay. We've got a non-stop flight leaving Kennedy at 9:25.
Well, when should I get to the airport then?
Try to be there by 8:15.
All right. One single ticket. First class, please. What flights do you have from New York to London at around 9 tomorrow morning?
One moment, please. Okay. We've got a non-stop flight leaving Kennedy at 9:25.
Well, when should I get to the airport then?
Try to be there by 8:15.
All right. One single ticket, first class, please. Questions 3 and 4 are based on conversation 2. You now have 10 seconds to read the questions. Conversation 2.
Hello.
Hi, Jesse. Where are you? Are you at home?
No, I'm in a taxi. I just went shopping with my mom. I'll be there in about 10 minutes.
Okay, I'll wait for you. I'll read the menu first.
All right, see you. Hello.
Hi, Jesse. Where are you? Are you at home?
No, I'm in a taxi. I just went shopping with my mom. I'll be there in about 10 minutes.
Okay, I'll wait for you. I'll read the menu first.
All right, see you.
Questions 5 and 6 are based on conversation 3. You now have 10 seconds to read the questions. Conversation 3.
Where's the pan? I need to start preparing dinner.
I put it in the usual spot. What are we having tonight?
I'm not sure. Something healthy, like tomatoes or carrots?
I'd like some French fries or fried chicken, dear.
We'll do that tomorrow. But for today, let's make some noodles, okay?
Well, in that case, I'll have whatever you're having.
Where's the pan? I need to start preparing dinner.
I put it in the usual spot. What are we having tonight?
I'm not sure. Something healthy, like tomatoes or carrots?
I'd like some French fries or fried chicken, dear.
We'll do that tomorrow. But for today, let's make some noodles, okay?
Well, in that case, I'll have whatever you're having. Questions 7 through 9 are based on conversation 4. You now have 15 seconds to read the questions. Conversation 4. Hi, Carol. Are you ready to start our project about keeping pets?
Yes, John. What kind of pets should we focus on?
Tom and I are thinking of a cat or a dog. Which do you prefer?
Well, I don't know much about either of them. What about fish?
That's a good idea. I'll ask Tom to help you do the survey.
Sure. What else should we discuss, John?
I think we should make some cards so we don't forget what we are saying during the presentation.
Sounds great, but I hate speaking in public, so I'd prefer not to do the introduction.
I don't mind at all. I'll do that.
I'm sure Mary can handle the summarizing.
That's settled. Hi, Carol. Are you ready to start our project about keeping pets?
Yes, John. What kind of pets should we focus on?
Tom and I are thinking of a cat or a dog. Which do you prefer?
Well, I don't know much about either of them. What about fish?
That's a good idea. I'll ask Tom to help you do the survey.
Sure. What else should we discuss, John?
I think we should make some cards so we don't forget what we are saying during the presentation.
Sounds great, but I hate speaking in public, so I'd prefer not to do the introduction.
I don't mind at all. I'll do that.
I'm sure Mary can handle the summarizing.
That's settled. Questions 10 through 12 are based on conversation 5. You now have 15 seconds to read the questions. Conversation 5. Have you decided to go on vacation?
Yeah. I'm going to spend 2 weeks in South Africa.
Wow. That's great. 2 weeks on the beach.
Actually, I'm not going to the beaches. They are too crowded this time of year. So I'm going camping in the jungle instead.
That sounds different. What do you need to bring?
Just some clothes. The tour company provides everything, like maps, hats, and tents.
What about food?
I think the guide will prepare our meals.
Sounds like it'll be a great vacation.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it.
Have you decided to go on vacation?
Yeah, I'm going to spend 2 weeks in South Africa.
Wow, that's great. 2 weeks on the beach.
Actually, I'm not going to the beaches. They are too crowded this time of year. So I'm going camping in the jungle instead.
That sounds different. What do you need to bring?
Just some clothes. The tour company provides everything, like maps, hats, and tents.
What about food?
I think the guide will prepare our meals.
Sounds like it'll be a great vacation.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it.
Questions 13 through 15 are based on conversation 6. You now have 15 seconds to read the questions. Conversation 6. Hi, Jane.
How are you, Mr. Morton?
Fine. It's nice to see you. So, are you enjoying the party?
Yeah, it's great. The music, the food, everything.
How time flies. I can't believe all you kids are graduating. And this might be the last time I see some of you for a long time.
Yeah. And I'll never forget your interesting lectures and your sense of humor.
Thanks. Do you have any plans for the summer before you go to college?
Well, I've applied for a job in a supermarket as a sales girl. Do you happen to know anyone else with plans for the vacation?
Lisa is applying for a part-time job in a restaurant. And Tim is going to be a volunteer in a museum.
Oh, excuse me. Tim seems to be leaving. I've got to talk to him.
Bye. Hi, Jane.
How are you, Mr. Morton?
Fine. It's nice to see you. So, are you enjoying the party?
Yeah, it's great. The music, the food, everything.
How time flies. I can't believe all you kids are graduating. And this might be the last time I see some of you for a long time.
Yeah. And I'll never forget your interesting lectures and your sense of humor.
Thanks. Do you have any plans for the summer before you go to college?
Well, I've applied for a job in a supermarket as a sales girl. Do you happen to know anyone else with plans for the vacation?
Lisa is applying for a part-time job in a restaurant, and Tim is going to be a volunteer in a museum.
Oh, excuse me. Tim seems to be leaving. I've got to talk to him.
Bye. Section B. Directions. In this section, you will hear a short passage. Listen carefully and then fill in the numbered blanks with the information you have heard. Fill in each blank with no more than 3 words. You will hear the short passage twice. You now have 25 seconds to read the questions on the question booklet. Good morning. Today I'd like to talk about how to become a confident speaker. Confidence, as we all know, is a very important element in learning to speak English. How can you sound more confident when you speak English? First, speak often. The more often you speak, the easier it becomes. Try to think of people you can talk to in English or places where English is spoken a lot. You need to put yourself in a position where you need to speak. Second, relax and think about the message. It's easy to get nervous if you only focus on the grammar rules when you are speaking. The key to relaxing when you are speaking is to talk about something that you find interesting. Third, practice what you want to say. If you are nervous, Try to practice what you want to say to yourself a few times. It can make you more confident. Okay, that's all for today. Goodbye.
Good morning. Today I'd like to talk about how to become a confident speaker. Confidence, as we all know, is a very important element in learning to speak English. How can you sound more confident when you speak English? First, speak often. The more often you speak, the easier it becomes. Try to think of people you can talk to in English, or places where English is spoken a lot. You need to put yourself in a position where you need to speak. Second, relax and think about the message. It's easy to get nervous if you only focus on the grammar rules when you are speaking. The key to relaxing when you are speaking is to talk about something that you find interesting. Third, practice what you want to say. If you are nervous, try to practice what you want to say to yourself a few times. It can make you more confident. Okay, that's all for today. Goodbye.
This is the end of listening comprehension.